It's Dan, and in this video I'm going to talk to you about some of the stats that we look at every single day in our business.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well. So we put a post out earlier, we thought we'd put it into a podcast as well. We're driving over to Valencia right now, going to collect the wife's mum and dad. So we've come over for a few days, so we'll go collect them. So I've got an hour in the car. And I thought I'd talk about some of the stats that we actually collect and that we look at on a daily basis. And so you might think, goodness me, Dan, that's a lot of stats you're looking at every single day. But this is the pulse on our business. We want to know, what page are the people looking at? Where are we spending the time? Which are the landing pages? Which are the entry pages? Which are the exit pages? What's our bounce rate? How many minutes are people spending online? So let's go through them. First up is podcast downloads. We always log in to check out our podcast downloads and see which direction it's going. We look at three things really, the daily, the weekly, and the monthly. It gives us an indication as to which direction it's going in. And obviously we podcast quite a lot at the moment, certainly 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and then we do in-car podcasts, and they generally go out on weekends as well, just to maintain that momentum, and it's definitely working. We've been doing that since the 14th of Jan. It's now the 14th of March, I don't know when it is. We're in March, middle of March, and that's definitely having a good effect, and that's also noticeable on the number of strategy sessions that we then have. So one of the other things that we record is how many strategy sessions per month. A strategy session is a sales call, effectively. You can just buy a website without speaking to us, but we don't like that. We want to speak to everybody before they actually make a purchase, and usually they do too. So number of strategy sessions, and what we've noticed is a correlation between the number of podcasts that we put out and the number of sales calls, strategy sessions that we have. One of the other things that we then check is YouTube analytics. We want to look at which of the top rated videos in the last 7 days, see what type of content is actually ranking quite high, what people are wanting to watch. And then we also look at what's the daily analytics for the last 3 months, just to see, you know, which direction is it going in. So we do that as well. So that's podcasting, that's YouTube. One of the other things that we look at is Google Analytics. So this one, we're looking at the last 7 days, which of the popular web pages. Usually it's stuff like website design, Facebook ads, content marketing. Our homepage obviously gets more hits than anything. Our packages page. But then also we've got guides that people can download. So we've got a content guide, which is free of charge. We've got a Facebook ads guide, which is free of charge. We've got 52 topics to go live about, which is free of charge. We drive a lot of traffic to those. So we want to look at conversions. You know, how many hits are we getting, how many click-throughs are we getting, and so on. And then we look at what's the trend, again, over the last 3 months, and maybe compare that with the previous 3 months. And we want to know, you know, are we driving more traffic in the last 3 months than we did the previous 3 months? And we get a direct comparison. So it might be, you know, a 22% increase. But then also we can break it down per web page. So like one of our most popular pages, for example, I won't say which one, but one of our more popular pages has had I think it was 228% increase in this 30-day period compared with the previous 30-day period. And that tells us that the marketing we're putting out there is working. Now, if we're consciously putting out more marketing and we weren't getting those results, it means we can go back and look at the marketing that we're putting out to see how we can change it. But the fact that we have got such a large increase in website traffic to a specific web page means that the marketing that we're putting out does actually work. This is what you should be doing as a marketing company or marketing department or whatever you've got. So that's podcasts, YouTube, Google Analytics. Then we'll look at maybe Google Ads and Facebook Ads. We've got three different types of Google Ads going out right now. And then after we run that, and we're looking at, you know, what's popular, what's getting the best click-through rate. Some of our click-through rates are around 14-15%. Some of them are like 4%. So we delete the ones at 4%. And the ones that are getting, you know, 14-16%, we'll replicate those and then change them up slightly. See if we can get that to 20%. The more traffic that you're sending to an opt-in page, you know, if you're closing 15% of that, of a taking action of some form, but clicking through, That's a really good thing. The next bit is to look at those landing pages and see what the conversion rate is on the actual landing page. So that's another thing that we do. One of the other things that we then do is we might look at cash flow. So we log in to both our spreadsheet, which is always open because we look at it every day, and we look at what's the cash flow forecast for the rest of the month, what's that looking like for the next 3 months as well. So we're getting a really good snapshot of the last 3 months in terms of traffic and the next 3 months in terms of cash flow, because obviously we need to plan resources, we need to plan any profits, where we're going to put them, are we going to reinvest them, are we taking that out as dividends, what are we going to do with that. So we've got a budget, we plan 3 months ahead. Well, I mean, actually we've got a 12 month cash flow budget, but the main thing that we're looking at is what are the next 3 months really going to be, because that helps us plan what resources, what advertising, where to spend, what to invest in terms of the business. You know, do we buy more tools, do we spend a bit more money on getting backlinks and that kind of thing. So we've got, where are we up to? We've got podcasts, YouTube. We used to record how many lives we'd do every week, but now pretty much it's, you know, it's minimum 5, and then usually it's a couple in the car. So we've always got a podcast going out. We've got more than that. It just means that we get further ahead in ourselves. Usually, podcasting wise, we want to be between 10 and 14 days ahead. So today is, I don't know, the 14th of March, I don't know the days. This will likely go out, you know, at least 10 days away from now. Sometimes if we've got time-specific podcasts, they will go out maybe tomorrow or the next day, and it just pushes all the others back. So it gives us a buffer, so that if I'm ill or for some reason I'm travelling or I can't do a podcast, we always have a podcast of some form that's going to go out. So what else do we look at? We've pretty much done everything there, I think. We look at AREFs. This is a big one actually for us. AREFs is search engine optimization software, really. But there's a couple of things that we're looking at. One is search engine rankings. Where do we rank on the keywords? And we're looking at a couple of things there. One is keyword difficulty. How difficult is it to rank for those keywords? The next one is volume. How many times is someone typing in a particular keyword per month? And obviously, the more that people type that in, the more or the higher the competition is to get ranked on that keyword. But if you can get ranked on those keywords, and we're not number one for those higher ranking keywords, because they're much more difficult. You have 1,000 people a month searching for a keyword. You've got all the big boys with their much, much bigger budgets that are obviously ranking 1 through 10 on page one of Google. But that also doesn't mean to say that we can't rank for some of those, which we are actually ranking for some of the longer tail keywords, which are keywords that might have 4 or 5 words rather than 2 words or 3 words, but 4, 5, 6, 7 words, they're much easier to rank for, and so that might be some of the stuff that we're actually focusing on. And actually, that's really what we do. We'd much rather rank for these easier keywords, get ranking for those, than the much harder ones. Getting up on those Google listings is much, much harder. And then when we get those easier ones, then we focus on the harder ones. So we like to get some quick, easy wins. So we're looking at, where do we rank for those keywords? What's the keyword volume? And then one of the other big criteria for us is, what's our link building looking like? And how many links are we building? And basically, there's 2 real ways. Well, there's actually obviously several ways of linking, getting links. But one of the big ways that we're doing it is putting out more content. We automatically get links. The more content you do, the more links you're going to get. And then the other way which you can do it is by adding yourselves to website directories and that kind of thing. It's pretty time consuming. We have a person whose dedicated job is to build links. And then one of the other things that we are probably going to start doing in the next couple of months is actually doing blog posts. So we'll recruit someone to do outreach for us, to do blog posting, so we can write content that goes on other people's websites that gets us a link back to our website. Obviously, we've got set criteria. They need to have a good domain ranking. We just won't write a blog post on any old website with that's not being found by Google, because it's actually detrimental. And I think that's pretty much it. I'm sure there's a couple of others that we've probably missed off there. But we do this every single day. We do this every day because we actually want to see what effect is the work having that we do every single day, what effect is that having on our search engine results, on the website visitors, and so on. And so we found that very useful. If you're a business owner, that's what you should be doing. Now, if you're a business owner and you're spending all the time actually doing work, then you're not a business owner. You're a rich dad, poor dad, would call you a specialist. But you're actually doing the work. When you stop doing the work, the income stops. If I stop doing the work, my income continues because we've got other people to actually do the work. So we want you to move from actually doing the hands-on work to actually moving towards a more strategic role. And that's what would work much better for you. So look, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a good day. I will speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.